You're listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast with me, Abigail Edge. And this week, we're talking about tips for community engagement. On Monday, it will be the 5th Community Manager Appreciation Day, an annual event to highlight the work done by those who represent and support online communities around the world. To mark the day, we asked community managers from national and regional news outlets to share their tips for community engagement and building strong relationships with your audience. First, let's hear from Nick Petrie, Deputy Head of News Development at The Times and The Sunday Times, on why online communities are important.
There's a lot more competition than there used to be, and so building up a relationship with your readers, or in our case subscribers, and making them feel like they're a part of your community rather than a fly-by-night visitor means that you're far more likely to develop sort of a loyalty that's incredibly important nowadays, because there's a lot less reasons to be loyal because people have a lot more choice.
We'll hear more from Petrie later on, but first let's go across the pond to the New York Times.
Okay, so I'm Bossy Edom, the community manager for the New York Times.
Etim crowdsources tips from the NYT's team of 12 journalists and moderators.
You only have one comment to convince someone to read the comments. You know, most people only, you know, when they're going through a comment section, they only read one, maybe two, maybe three comments. So you've really got to make sure that the first thing you're showing people is of high quality.
Of course, the way in which you moderate a community can also have a huge effect on the quality of comments. However, Etim points out that it's important to note that moderation is not simply about removing comments that you disagree with.
You're not moderating out dissent. You're moderating out disrespect from all points of view.
This is the touchstone of what the New York Times tries to do in terms of moderation, Etim said.
We don't want to moderate out any particular point of view, even if it is a really horrible point of view. You know, we just want to make sure that people are respectful to each other and also at least respectful enough to public figures and individuals named in our stories.
Another way of encouraging higher quality comments, he said, is to make commenters feel valued.
Reward comments that make you chuckle when appropriate and encourage creativity wherever it comes.
He added, it is important to find a way to reward commentators in a way that reflects your publication.
For us, that means showing editorially respect, like choosing as NYT picks some of the most well-written or the most interesting viewpoints we get, etc., etc.
The idea of including the best of your community in editorial was also a point made by Nick Petrie, something he defines as closing the circle.
It's a way to sort of involve your readers in the process of how you create and discuss your journalism.
Petrie points to the Times' Cities Fit for Cycling campaign and the Sunday Times' NHS campaign, both of which have involved their subscribers every step of the way.
And that's a process of A, asking them what aspects of these issues matter most to them, and B, involving their experiences and their stories as case studies and examples of where we need to improve things and what can be done when we work together.
Another point Petrie makes is about the importance of really listening to your community, rather than just giving the impression that you're doing so.
So I think, especially with numerous platforms and things, it's very easy to pretend you're listening. Thanks very much for that comment, or a few tweets back and forth with people. But it's actually quite hard to make sure you've got the processes in place to follow through.
Petrie notes that it's important to feed community tips and ideas back to the newsroom to show that you're not simply paying them lip service. Richard Moynihan, Community and Social Media Manager at Metro, agrees. He says it's important to have a reason for any community engagement you do, rather than just doing it for the sake of it.
For example, comments at the bottom of the stories, are you just trying to notch numbers up, or do you really want an open dialogue with your readers, and are you going to use that to shape future stories as well?
This is something Helen Harper, Head of Audience and Engagement at the Daily Post in North Wales, has also had success with.
We're a big believer in getting readers' comments in the paper. For example, the best one we had this week was mobile phone coverage. We spotted a tweet about poor Vodafone coverage. We put a little article together, put it online, asked people what they thought, and the response was tremendous. We got about 100 comments in a very short space of time. This led to a double-page feature in the paper, and it's going to lead to a series of articles now pushing on the problem of mobile phone coverage in rural North Wales.
As Harper mentions, asking questions and putting call-outs to your community is a great way to engage with them and get them to contribute to your content. However, to avoid the potential pitfall of asking questions that might be seen as too specific or even too silly, Richard Moynihan says it's a good idea to first ask yourself whether there are things you or your friends might be able to respond to.
sometimes I've fallen into the trap where you kind of ask these questions to try and drive community engagement with things like Facebook, and they're just dreadful questions and they don't make sense. And if anyone actually came up to you and asked you these things, you'd think like, what a strange, odd question that I'd have to have a PhD knowledge for. One of them, as an example, is we once asked on one of our stories, is this the biggest crab you've ever seen? Which is so kind of random and absurd, and definitely came under Berridge's law of if a headline has a question mark in it, the answer is usually no.
Let's go back to Basi Etim at the New York Times for the final word in community management.
Breathe. It can be overwhelming. If you're tense, you're more likely to miss something or make mistakes. Even in the midst of chaos, take a moment to breathe, get centered, and then throw yourself back in.
You can find out more about community engagement at our Conversations with the Audience session at next month's News Rewired conference. Standard tickets to News Rewired have now sold out, but you can buy a digital pass for £100 plus VAT, which will give you access to all videos from sessions and workshops on the day. For more information, visit newsrewired.com.